Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Ever feel like your phone has a life of its own? Like it's constantly vying for your attention, pulling you into its vortex of notifications and endless scrolling. You know that feeling when you try to put it down, but just can't seem to resist that little dopamine hit from another Instagram post or quick TikTok video. We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into a crucial aspect of modern life. Managing our relationship with technology, specifically those pesky screen hours. It's not about demonizing our gadgets, heck, they're incredible tools. But it's about regaining control, setting healthy boundaries, and making sure technology serves us, not the other way around. So strap in, because we're going to explore some powerful strategies for taming the tech beast and reclaiming your time and focus. Ready to break free from the digital shackles? Let's do this. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage your screen time like a stoic warrior. Awareness is your first weapon. The first step to conquering any challenge, including technology overuse, is awareness. Think of it like stepping onto a battlefield. You need to know the terrain before you can strategize. Start tracking your screen time. Use those built-in tools on your phone or download an app. Honestly, just seeing how much time you're actually spending glued to your devices can be eye-opening. It's often more than we realize. Schedule tech breaks. Just like a good stoic warrior needs periods of meditation and reflection, so do you. Schedule intentional breaks throughout your day where you completely unplug. Step away from the screen, go for a walk, engage in a conversation, read a book, anything that allows your mind to wander and recharge. Trust me, those breaks will make you more productive when you return to your devices. Turn off notifications. Those little pings and buzzes are designed to be addictive. They hijack your attention, pulling you away from what's important. Think of it like training a mischievous dog. You need to set clear boundaries. Disable unnecessary notifications and resist the urge to constantly check your phone. You'll be amazed at how much more focused and present you become. Designate phone-free zones. Imagine a sanctuary, a space where technology is banished, allowing for deeper connections and genuine experiences. Create those zones in your life. Make mealtimes tech-free, declare the bedroom a no-phone zone, or set aside specific times each day for unplugged activities with loved ones. Remember, relationships thrive on real-life interactions, not digital exchanges. Embrace minimalism. This isn't just about decluttering your physical space, it's about simplifying your digital life too. Evaluate the apps you use. Do they truly add value to your life? Delete those that are draining your time and energy, and prioritize the ones that bring joy, productivity, or connection. Remember, less is often more. Think about the time you were completely engrossed in a conversation with a friend, no phone distractions, just pure, authentic connection. That's the kind of focus and presence we all crave. Now imagine bringing that level of attention to other areas of your life, work, hobbies, even everyday tasks. When we manage our tech use effectively, we free up valuable mental space for things that truly matter. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're at a beautiful park with your family, enjoying a picnic lunch. You could be snapping photos and posting them on Instagram, or you could put the phone away and savor the moment, the laughter, the sunshine, the feeling of connecting with loved ones. Choose presence over pixels. Remember, some experiences are meant to be lived, not just documented. So, what's your plan? What's one thing you can implement today to take back control of your tech use? Let's make this happen. Share your insights and stories on social media using #TheDailyStoicBlueprint. We're in this together. Folks, let's build a world where technology empowers us, not enslaves us. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.